depression rather than as a result of boredom. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. Today's program was prepared by Barbara Boltz with help from Ronald Baininger at Temple University. I'm Don Glass.
Now, here's something you don't hear every day.
I was born with a mustache.
But you will hear that, and the story that goes with it, on The Best of Public Radio. I'm Robert Siegel. Join NPR's Ari Shapiro and me as we revisit some funny moments from your favorite public radio programs. It's also your chance to help us make great radio in the months ahead.
Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m.
WILL programs are made possible by Community Concierge Magazine. Every issue includes an event calendar, attractions, and maps, as well as a business and shopping guide. Community Concierge Magazine is distributed throughout East Central Illinois and always presents Champaign-Urbana at its best.
It's 2:41. In sports, the final step of a financial deal to keep the Saints in New Orleans has been approved by Louisiana lawmakers. Lawmakers approved a lease arrangement today that will have the state renting downtown New Orleans office space from team owner Tom Benson. It's part of a deal to funnel money to the team while limiting direct cash subsidies from the government. It was the last legislative approval needed to finalize the deal. The Chicago Cubs have Ted Lilly on the mound this afternoon in the opener of a weekend series against the New York Mets. Pat Mish makes his first start of the season for the injury-plagued Mets. The score in the top of the fourth is knotted at one apiece. John Smoltz makes his St. Louis Cardinals debut at Busch Stadium tonight against the Washington Nationals. He's beaten Washington 21 times in his career. The Nationals have the worst record in the majors, but they just took 2 of 3. From the Cubs. And the Chicago White Sox try to cool off CC Sabathia of the New York Yankees tonight as the two teams open a series at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees lefty has won 5 straight starts. Mark Burley, who's winless since a perfect game last month, will start for the Sox. That's sports.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the Yoga Institute of Champaign-Urbana, offering beginner-level instruction in Iyengar yoga and special classes for men, women, teens, seniors, knees, low back, neck, shoulders, and plus sizes. New classes start after Labor Day. Information at 344-YOGA or on the web at yoga-cu.com.
For the first time since about 1950, the Champaign County Courthouse is towering over downtown Urbana. And tomorrow morning at 9, the county will dedicate a newly restored clock and bell tower. The top of the 123-foot tower was dismantled nearly 60 years ago after a series of lightning strikes. But Bruce Hannon and other members of a committee sparked a drive to rebuild it. Hannon was also involved in a 1975 renovation that brought the original mechanical clock and hourly chimes back to life, but only for about 25 years.
We put it back up on top and had the clock strike it and so on. But then we've had 8 years of nothing, so it'll be ringing again here shortly.
Hannon estimates that the clock loses about a second of accuracy every day, but since it's wound every week, someone will be there to reset it. County board member Steve Beckett also helped shepherd the newest restoration, which was originally controversial for its cost. But he says that the tower's opulence is exactly what the original designer of the turn-of-the-century courthouse wanted.
In many respects, they were the most important building in the county, and I think that's sort of what we've been trying to get out to the public, is that this still is the center of Champaign County. It's certainly the center of Champaign County Justice.
The tower project was added on to a bigger plan to rehabilitate the entire brick exterior of the courthouse. Beckett still hopes private fundraising will help pay the entire expense of the tower itself. The campaign still has about $200,000 to raise. Beckett says the rehab project should be done in 2 months. Well, now joining me this afternoon to tell us more about the restoration is journalist Tom Kasich. He's the enterprise editor for the News Gazette, and he's watched the restoration with great interest. And I've asked him to join me this afternoon to talk about the history of the courthouse in Champaign County. It's a subject that's covered in a book he did in conjunction with the newspaper. The title, Hot Type, 150 Years of the Best Local Stories from the News Gazette. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Celeste.
Good to have you here again.
Great to be here.
Yeah. So you've been inside the tower. What's it like?
I was up there a couple weeks ago. We helped move some things around for the clock mechanism, and it's quite an impressive sight. And the clock mechanism itself is just a miracle, I think. It's just a phenomenal piece of mechanism and engineering, and it's more than 120 years old, and it still functions just like it was supposed to.
Yeah. And what's the view like?
It's a nice view. I have pictures on my cell phone if you'd like to see them.
Now, some people are surprised to learn that the clock and tower now in place is a replica of what stood there back at the turn of the 20th century. Some people think that's a new project completely.
No, this is the 120 feet, 123 feet is what it was in 1901. And most of the extras, the beautiful gargoyles and other pieces are just as they were back then. But as you mentioned earlier, because of lightning strikes, the tower was actually shortened about 30 feet over the years. And now it's back to its original height with all those little flourishes.
Yeah. You know what I need to do is get binoculars over there to take a look at the gargoyles and some of the features.
Oh, yeah.
Because from the ground, you know, you're thinking, why? I wonder what the detail looks like. From your bird's eye view, what did you see? What are those little fellows like?
They were done by a guy who grew up in Tolono, and they're terrific. It's just a wonderful project. I'm so proud of the county and the people who did this, and I'm just thrilled. And I know we've heard a lot from people who were a little bit skeptical at the beginning, but now are really happy with it.
Yeah. Well, back at the turn of the last century, the county board was not happy about building a new courthouse.
That's right.
To replace the courthouse that had stood on the site since 1859.
That's right. And it was a controversial subject then, and they sort of finagled their way to build it, called it a remodel when it was virtually a 99% new building.
It was a teardown.
Yeah. But they did it, and when it was done, people were proud of it. And I think you see that in all counties. The courthouse is really supposed to be the center of – it's generally the center of the community, certainly the center of the justice system. And it's usually on either the highest ground in the county or – in the middle of the square or something. And, you know, I think people are genuinely proud of their courthouses.
Yeah. At the turn of the century, what was the need for a new courthouse? Was it pretty?
Oh, yeah. The old one was falling apart. And,
yeah.
You know, they had probably cheaped it out the original courthouse was like a log cabin, and they built a second one. And I think this is the third, although this is more like 3.5 because this is much different than the original structure, too.
Yeah. Did the tower come down all at once?
No, it was in three different lightning strikes. We've been able to find evidence, news stories about three different strikes. And if you recall what it looked like a couple of years ago, it was, as one county board member said, a stubby little thing. And it just didn't look right.
Yeah, yeah. The story of this county's courthouse goes back to the first half of the 19th century. As you mentioned,
That's right.
A log cabin.
That must have
been a miserable place to work.
I think I remember reading about that, and it was a low ceiling and no windows, and so the flies came in. So that's how life was then. But it was tough everywhere, but especially tough in jail.
Yeah. Was the courthouse located way back then on the same
spot? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing. What kinds of cases were heard in that first courthouse?
Oh, well, Lincoln heard a couple cases there, and I think the county's first murder trial was Abraham Lincoln was the defense attorney, and he lost. But the guy who was convicted ended up escaping and was supposedly found in northern Wisconsin, and they didn't bother to bring him back. But, one of the most fascinating stories that I recall reading of happened in 1930 in this courthouse, and it was a week-long abortion, a trial about a doctor who had performed an abortion, and the young lady died. And this thing went on for ages, or not ages, it went on for days and days, and attracted hundreds of people, who, mostly women, who came and sat in the courtroom on a hot day, no air conditioning at that time, of course, and even brought their daughters to listen to this trial. It was very interesting.
What was the outcome?
He was acquitted. Dr. John Eade. It's either Eade or Eades. I need to refresh my memory, but he was a local physician.
Yeah. You mentioned the murderer who took off and they didn't bring him back.
Yeah.
There was also a hanging, the first capital case.
There have been three hangings on that next to the courthouse. And I think the last one was in 1927, and it was so poorly done and such a travesty that they never did another one.
Yeah. Now, how many jails have there been? Do you know? Putting you on the spot here.
I think just, really two.
Two?
One, yeah, the one that was originally on the where the new courthouse is now, and then the one that moved across the street, and then they have that satellite out in East Urbana. But, yeah.
Well, when I first came to town, I toured the old jail just to, shortly before it was torn down. Miserable kind
yeah.
of place.
Yeah.
The sheriff lived there?
Sheriff Hedrick, probably. He probably
yeah.
took you around. Yeah.
No.
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 Somebody more recent.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Joe Brown, maybe.
Yeah, Joe Brown. Yeah. So, anyway,
quite the place. I've heard stories about there was a courthouse annex built. It's gone as well. And in the basement, there were some offices, maybe for a public defender or somebody. And those guys sitting down there or doing their work down there were always interrupted by the prisoners. They could hear the prisoners in the lockup in the jail.
Well, what was the dedication ceremony like for this building back at the turn of the century?
In 1901, they had bands playing and speeches, and supposedly thousands of people came, and it was it was a magnificent structure, and it had cost a lot of money, and in those days people didn't have a lot of other things to do, so
right.
they were happy to to come see some celebrities and hear some free music and maybe just see their friends and neighbors.
Yeah, yeah, an occasion.
Yeah.
An occasion. Do you know what's on tap for tomorrow's dedication?
Tomorrow they're going to, it's going to be another big occasion with speeches, and I think there's going to be some music, and it's all part of the Sweet Corn Festival,
yep.
But the only sad thing or disappointing thing is people will not be able to go up into the tower. It's considered a kind of a risk, and it isn't easy to get to, but... it's too bad because it's a wonderful view, and it would be neat, as you said, to see those gargoyles up close and some of the other features of the tower. But it's I really enjoyed it, and especially to see that clock,
yeah,
that old clock that's going to drive the clock face on four different directions.
Well, maybe there'll be some pictures in the News Gazette.
There will be.
There will be.
Definitely.
Okay, very good. And, I was going to ask you one more question. So anyway, with the Sweet Corn Festival there and the farmer's market going, there will be thousands of people there.
Oh, yeah. And supposedly the Marching Illini are going to be there, too, at some point.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah, you come down and see your friends, and let's reenact what we did in 1901.
Excellent. Also, we should mention the inside of the courthouse has seen a good number of changes over the years, and now that the tower is in place, I'm sure that the courthouse, the people who work there and have to go there to conduct business,
or if you're on jury duty.
Happy, yeah, because I was on jury duty a year ago, and it was pretty miserable being in that holding pen.
Oh,
yeah. And there's a new Lincoln
Exhibit 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of reasons to come down.
Okay, very good. Well, Tom, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Celeste.
Okay. Tom Kasich is a journalist. He's the Enterprise Editor for the News Gazette. He's watched the restoration of the Champaign County Courthouse in downtown Urbana with great interest. He covers the topic in a couple of articles that you've included in your book, Hot Type, 150 Years of the Best Local Stories from the News Gazette.
Earth and Sky.
Friday, August 28, 2009. The famous constellation Orion the Hunter rises in the east in the hours before dawn, as seen from around the world at this time of year.
After rising, the sky's most majestic constellation continues to ascend in the east, even after early morning twilight starts to illuminate the sky.
If you know any constellations, chances are Orion is one of the ones you know. Its most noticeable feature is what's called Orion's Belt, which consists of three moderately bright blue-white stars close together in a straight line. Orion also has two supergiant stars, Betelgeuse and Rigel, which shine on opposite sides of Orion's Belt.
Like all stars, those of Orion rise 4 minutes earlier each day. Because of this, Orion climbs a bit higher in the sky every 24 hours. Every day for the next several weeks, you can watch Orion ascending higher and higher into the pre-dawn sky. By the time of the upcoming equinox on September 22nd, Orion will be at or near its highest point in the dawn twilight for the year.
But this constellation will continue to rise earlier as Earth moves around the Sun and our night sky points out on an ever-shifting panorama of the galaxy. Most people will notice Orion again on winter evenings. I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.
WILL programs are made possible by Women's Health Practice and Dr. Suzanne Troopin, offering obstetrics, gynecology, and fertility services on Neal Street in Champaign. Women's Health Practice is a Health Alliance medical plan provider and is accepting new patients. More information is available at womenshealthpractice.com.
It's 4 minutes before 3 o'clock. Coming up at 3 today, The World from PRI. We hope you'll join us Sunday afternoon at 1 for Media Matters with your host, Bob McChesney. This week's guest is Pulitzer Prize winner Christopher Hedges, currently a senior fellow at the Nation Institute, and the author, most recently, of Empire of Illusion, The End of Literacy and the Triumph of Spectacle. The program was pre-recorded. No phone calls will be taken this week. That's Media Matters this Sunday with host Bob McChesney at 1 o'clock. Let's take a look at the weather forecast for Illinois and Indiana, as prepared by Mike Sola. This afternoon in northern Illinois, partly to mostly cloudy with a few widely scattered showers. Elsewhere, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs ranging from 67 near Lake Michigan to 87 in the far south. Tonight in Illinois, mostly cloudy with scattered showers early, then becoming partly cloudy. In Indiana tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, most numerous before midnight. Lows ranging from 49 in far northern Illinois to 64 in far southern Indiana. Tomorrow, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine. It will be cooler with scattered showers popping up, primarily during the afternoon. Highs ranging from 65 in the far north to 82 in the far south. This afternoon in Champaign-Urbana, cloudy with decreasing showers and isolated thunderstorms, the high near 75, the wind from the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a chance for a few showers during the evening hours, then becoming partly cloudy overnight, the low 57. The wind from the north to northwest at 3 to 8 miles per hour. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine with a few passing showers, primarily during the afternoon, the high 72. The wind tomorrow from the northwest at 8 to 16 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clearing and cooler, the low 47. The outlook for